Well, howdy, kids. It's 5 o'clock here on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder, and it's time for a special, almost 4th of July installment of Radio 1190's country music program, Route 78 West.
And, you know, today, Loki, we got one that's going to be, like, kind of up-tempo and fun. We're just going to keep it light, and hopefully all you guys out there are, like, getting ready for tomorrow, which is Independence Day, and that's, like, a holiday there that actually doesn't have any bad vibes about it. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal. You get to go out and barbecue. In fact, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and change gears right here. There we go. Because you know what, folks? It is that time of year.
All right. I like this record already.
So light up the barbecues, and hopefully you guys are grilling today and grilling tomorrow, and everyone's got the day off. It's a beautiful thing, and hopefully we can provide a good soundtrack to you this evening.
Speaking of soundtracks, we just cracked this baby. Literally wanted to see if it sounded good on the air, and sometimes it's a risk, and I'll tell you right now, I can tell this is going to be playing in the background through the whole show. And they're talking even. Here's one here. It's going out for Loki's sister, boyfriend.
Yeah, apparently my sister's boyfriend, Brian's a good fellow. You know what? I can't deal with that guy talking. It's many wonderful things, but I'm taking it down. Yeah, apparently Brian is a good guy. She's got him trained well. He brings her coffee every morning. And so here's a song that they wanted to hear. Coffee in the morning.
Jim and Bob, 1937.
It's just a simple thing. I've only one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It makes no difference where we decide to live, as long as I'm the one who's always gonna give you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The job of loving you is legal according to the NRA. So let us have a big blue eagle to keep the big bad wolf away. There are a few things you may dislike in me, but you can count on two things that I will guarantee, dear. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night.
It's a Jeep.
Yes, it's a Jeep.
Jumpin' Jeepers, what a Jeep.
What a Jeep is right. A new kind of Jeep and a different kind of car. It's Willys Overland's Jeep station wagon, and it's a honey. Willys Overland designed the Jeep station wagon to meet your needs today. An economical double utility car for business and family use. You'll say swell to these three big advantages of the Jeep station wagon. One, all steel body and top.
Steel bodies are safer, and the finish lasts longer.
Two, seats for seven adults.
Yes, and I'll have plenty of room for packages, too.
Three, the world-famous Jeep engine.
That means real Jeep performance, sure enough mileage and long life.
That's the Jeep station wagon with room for everybody and everything. The perfect car for...
supervisors, merchandise, photographers, geographers, physicians, technicians, landscapers, newspapers, explorers, well-borrowers.
Jumping Jeepers, what a Jeep!
It's the car for you. See the Jeep station wagon now at Willie's Overland Dealers.
Now your local announcer will tell you where you may see and buy the new Willie's Jeep. Now, Bill Bullock, we're waiting to hear from you and the other two Blue Sky boys.
All right, thanks so much, Percy. Right now, as usual, friends, we have a little chat with Uncle Josh. How are you today, Uncle Josh? Pretty good?
Is this what you call them far side chats?
Far side chats?
Where's a far end?
Well, anything you want to call it, Uncle Josh. I said just a little chat with you.
Well, I'm going to start giving far side chats.
Oh, you are. Advice to the lovelorn or something like that?
Yes, I can sure do that.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Uncle Josh, with all these women that you have hanging around you. I'm pretty sure that you'd be...
Sometimes I think you're just after my Jeep.
Oh, you think so? Not your money.
What money? You don't pay me now.
Well, Uncle Josh, you didn't have to tell all the folks that, you
know. Well, it's getting about time somebody knows.
Well, all right, Uncle Josh. We'll discuss this money proposition a little bit later. And
well,
in the meantime, you rehearse a few of your, well, I don't know exactly what we'd say, a few of the stories that you're going to tell the folks. Is that right?
I don't tell stories. I tell the truth.
Well, okay, then. We'll be expecting some advice from you on tomorrow's program. Well, right now, friends, we have one of those fine old hymns for you that we hope you'll enjoy. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
At a quiet little country town. Well, I was dropping off the top when she jarred and the drive shaft rope started pumping up the brakes, saw him go in a big cloud of smoke. To keep her upright, I knew I had to do my best against a runaway bomb they call the Nitro Express. Now there was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be.
Well, that old trailer leaned each time that I took another curve. My hands started sweating and I knew I was losing my nerve. And I was cussing each rock and every inch of the devil's crest. While fighting with the wheel of a rig called the Natural Express. I sideswiped the mountain so I'd slow her down by rubbing her side. And when the sparks started flying, man, it looked like the 4th of July. I finally got her stopped, but mister, I'm gonna confess. Well, that's the last run I'm making in a rig called the Natural Express. There was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be. There was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be.
Suppose that I should come to life when they play this song. I could be in a lot of places at once and see what's going on. If you believe it's strong enough, you'll find it will come true. And I'll jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now let me take a look around to see if I can find. I wanna just drop that nickel in to hear this song of mine. I'll bet that's you that's a walking away. It's the last thing I do. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now I hope I get played a lot, cause I'd just like to see if my girl is somewhere around and if she's cheating on me. If you walk into someone new, I'm gonna make him jealous too. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Well, lucky me, she just walked in, alone and looking blue. I'll bet she's wondering where I am, or maybe she loves me too. Well, darling, believe in what I say, and your heart won't be so blue. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Yes, I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you.
It's almost like a full frontal radio attack. Jump right out of the jukebox.
That's
what we try to do here.
That's a great one there. That's Oney Wheeler. He's a guy that kind of was lost in the ozone until Bear Family put this whole reissue out. But pretty famous for Run 'Em Off. It's a Lefty Frizzell song. That was enough to make me buy the CD. So
those clever Germans doing that.
You can find that at some of the better record stores. Wax Trax comes to mind. And see what happens there. Before that, we had a nice little set of some Blue Sky Boys coming from a radio broadcast, ironically, because it's a radio show. It's 1947 is when that came from, and had a couple things there, ending up with what would you give in exchange for your soul. I tend to think about that a lot these days, Loki. I don't know what the hell's going
on. Oh, Jeff, it's just your morbid disposition. Before that, they had some good cornball comedy in there, too. And there was actually three tracks, and then we started it all off with a little advertisement. And while we are a student-run, not-for-profit radio station, we will play advertisements when we're doing them in the ironic sense. In other words, playing old ads for cars that you can't even purchase anymore.
Well, that was for a Jeep, and there's a reason I was thinking about that one. I was doing a little fishing and playing here. Left this morning just to come back in time for the radio show, and caught the big 14-inchers and had a great time with the little canoe and stuff. This is actually, I got to say one thing, Gross Reservoir, you guys... It's open to boats, non-motorized. Get up there before they take it away.
Jeff,
it's
you
awesome.
Fool, never give away your secret
well,
camp spot.
Well, it's a really big reservoir. It's a big lake, and it's close. And one of the fun things, though, is I got a Jeep, and I sometimes don't trust these things. These recent ones are made by Chrysler, so they're not really Jeeps. And I went down fine with a boat, and then coming out this morning, I'm going, I may not be able to make the show. It took about four tries to climb this hill to get out, and it was like the slow and low. You know, they got the low there for you guys that know how to four-wheel. It didn't work worth anything. So then it was like, okay, I'm just going to barrel house, and the canoe is bobbing and bouncing, and everything in the car moved at least 10 feet in the air. And I made it to the top, and it was like, hey, wait a minute here. I don't know if I'm going back down there again. So,
well, I'm glad you made it out so we can bring all this fine music to these folks here on this Sunday afternoon at Route 78 West.
And speaking of fine music...
Oh yeah, we got a real lovely one. Kind of do another set of old stuff before we get contemporary. Weren't you thinking?
Yeah, and we were going to do something here. This is kind of going out for the 4th of July type folks. It's going out for Doc. It's going out for. It's actually going out for a lot of folks here. We're going to cover it. It's going out for Eric. It's going out for Loki's sister. It's going out for my mom. It's going out for Matt's mom. It's going out for
the whole gang.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and just tell them what it is?
All right, it's Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. This is going out for all you guys that seem to like the light fireworks.
All right, enjoy it. Here on Route 78 West, you're listening to Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder.
Now we'll all between perdition and the deep blue sea. You got to help us out, oh Lord. We just keep praising the Lord because he's all on a big mighty mission down here. We are not just one fish.
myself this evening must be this old city ad. No, I ain't been faring too well, must be this old city ad. I've been just spinning my wheel, don't think I'm going nowhere. Well, I know my baby loves me, she tells me all the time. Yeah, I know my baby loves me, 'cause she tells me all the time. If my gal ever leaves me, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm going west through Johnson City, I'm leaving town today. I don't know where I'm headed, how long I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna cruise with my baby, I'm gonna get on I-10 and drive. I'm going west through Johnson City, me and that baby of mine. Entertainment, that's the only saving grace. And no, yeah, the liquor and wild women, that's the only saving grace. And no, all I need with me, my honey, and a 1,000 miles of open desert road. I'm gonna get us way out yonder, honey, underneath that starry sky. I got a life for living, brother, gonna see it pass me by. I'm going west through Johnson City, I'm leaving town. Gonna stay, I'm gonna cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's got to give thanks out there to the milkman, I got to say, as I came running out of the shower, dripping wet, to find out what the hell that was. And that's Daniel Lanois, and it's actually a brand new record of his. And that track right there was, like, I don't know, it's dubbed steel, and it makes perfect
sense
exactly to me.
That's exactly what I said. As soon as you put it on, I was like, okay.
It's called Frozen.
Pedal steel dub. It's cool.
It's coming off the new song Belladonna, or new record there, and on the Anti-label. And I actually heard he's coming in September to the Fox, and
that's
going to
be a good
show. Front on that thing. It's pretty cool. Daniel Lanois has done a lot of work with lots of folks, but this is an all instrumental record, and it's pretty awesome actually to hear the steel up front like that. And reggae steel, what's left?
Pedal steel hip hop. Come on.
There's some hiccup going on these days. All right, well, that was Wayne Hancock before that with Johnson City. That's a classic of his. He first put that out as a Ridgetop Pinetop or something like that. Legionnaires. I can't remember. It's a 45, and then they put it on the record a little bit different like that, pretty up-tempo, and worth that.
He's got a great voice. He can do those old Lefty Frizzell and Hank Williams-style vocal breaks like none other of this generation.
And, you know, Johnson City is a real city, by the way. So if you're driving down south and it's 100% humidity, just like this station down here, that's about what it is. You have to have your windshield wipers on the inside because you're sweating so much. Anyway, hopefully today you guys are not sweating too much. Bernie Kai and his Wyans was before that with Steel Guitar Boogie. That's one courtesy of Webmaster Jay. Nice 10-inch vinyl. You don't see too many of them these days. And I forget what we started with there, pal. What did we do?
I think that was it.
Oh, Southern Sons. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. And that's just real cool, kind of, I don't know, gospel-y. Beautiful stuff.
I love it when we ask Webmaster Jay. It's kind of like Howard Stern or something. You know, for you guys that are modeling a radio show, that's what we look up to here.
Just what we're going for. So I got to tell you about that Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Last time we played that, I think that come from Eric Allen's Treasure Trove of 78?
That is indeed from the Treasure
Trove. And we were down listening to that, and we thought, yeah, we got to play this. And I think we did it Veterans Day 2 years ago. My next-door neighbor, unbeknownst to me, is a pretty regular listener, and he actually came over and knocked on my door 2 days ago and said, hey, for the 4th of July show, will you play that Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition song? I was like, yeah, good memory. All right, we'll dig it up for you. So hopefully he's listening. Hope he enjoyed that.
Well, we're driving around here a little bit, and sometimes I'm listening to CDs just kind of thinking, you know, what would be good for the show? And I got to play this one here. This is coming off of Gangsta Billy, the first of the Drive-By Truckers. They actually released the second, but the first one they recorded. And it's out again on New West, and this is Wife Beater. And I don't know what the hell to say about this other than you don't want to go back to that guy is what they say. It's not a positive song. Loki's looking at me like it's pro-wife beating.
I'm going, where are you going with us, Jeff?
Where I'm going is Drive-By Truckers came fully formed out of the box.
I totally trust them. I went and saw their show. They're excellent chaps, great songwriters. And despite the fact that they come across as, you know, these sort of rough and tumble Southern rednecks. Their politics are in all the right places by my book, and I really enjoyed the hell out of their show.
Gotten a chance to talk to Patterson Hood, and he's kind of throwsy. He's really pretty smart. He's kind of one of those intellectual
rednecks. Real progressive redneck.
And he actually knows what he's doing. So here it is, Wife Beater, come from Gangstaville. We're going to get back on track after this, so stick around. You are listening to Route 78 West on KVCU.
Boulder.
Yeah.
Met him at the dance hall. You only saw his charms. You said he really swept you off your feet. But then one night he's drinking in jealousy and rage. He knocked out two of your front teeth. So you come over.
Sleeping under the overpass tonight. In your eyes, I don't exist. Someone who's lost his pride. A broken man no one can fix, but you can't see inside. Someone to walk away from fast. He's probably drunk or high. But I'm more like you than you'll ever know. Sleeping under the overpass tonight. All it took was one goodbye for my world to tumble down. And one by one, my hopes and dreams came crashing to the ground. She still slipped through my fingers, though I tried to hold on tight, till I finally lost my grip. Now I'm sleeping under the overpass tonight. Slipped through my fingers, though I tried to hold on tight, till I finally lost my grip. I'm sleeping under the overpass tonight, under the overpass.
Quote, he's a tanning beaver pelt. so refined, smoking through my chimney, burning up this life of mine, free of hope, free of a past. Thank you, God, and nothing else. Free of hope, free of a past. Thank you, God, and nothing I'm free at last. I'm free at last. I'm free, free at last.
Route 78 West and Radio 1190 are supported by the 1190 Watt Owners and by Mountain Gazette, an independent, locally produced publication covering diverse aspects of mountain culture. Mountain Gazette's range of interests include outdoor recreation, social and environmental editorials, and features on the people and places and arts and adventures that shape mountain culture. Mountain Gazette is distributed widely in Colorado, mountain communities across the West, and beyond. For more information, check out www.mountaingazette.com. Radio 1190 is proud to be supported by Mountain Gazette, who advises when in doubt, go higher.
Sort of a somber moment there from My Morning Jacket with the song War Begun. Before that, we also had some Iron and Wine. That was a nice one, Jeff.
Yeah, that one was Grace Stables. That's coming off that little EP, Woman King, and definitely a nice one there. I like the percussion, some of the stuff. And I don't know, I'm still waiting for the Calexico Iron and Wine combo disc. It's an EP that's coming out this fall. That should be like two gods put together.
I can't wait. And then before that, we had another God in His Own Right, Vic Chestnut, great songwriter. Doing kind of a dark one, but that's kind of what he's known for. That was Free of Hope. I don't know. We're doing sort of having some freedom songs, but that was sort of a dark one, I suppose you could say. Kind of a whole dark set. It was sort of weird there.
Yeah, we promised up-tempo, and then, of course, we couldn't do it. We couldn't deliver.
We did have a hard country one in there, Dallas Wayne. Real kind of schmaltzy one, but, you know, it was one of those tear-jerking country tunes about being homeless under the overpass.
That's coming on Koch Records, brand new one there. That's pretty much hard country, but there's no place for hard country except here, I guess. And started out that set with the Kind of a classic if there ever was. Drive-By Truckers, their first record recorded, I guess, second record released, and Wife Beater there is pretty much where to go. But
and before that, we were talking about the Drive-By Truckers having their politics in the right place, and I know that tomorrow is the 4th, and I consider myself a patriotic American in the sense that I love this country and I love what it stands for, and while I'm not a big flag waver, I don't necessarily pledge allegiance to a flag. I do pledge vigilance to the Constitution, and one of the things that we have the right to do in this country is to question and to criticize. And so I'm mighty proud of my country, and I love it a lot, but I'm certainly not too pleased with the current administration or that bonehead in the White House. So the Drive-By Truckers have some stuff to say about that, too.
Yeah, they do, and indeed. And for all you folks that were watching the GA, the MTV special, it's mostly seemed like a bunch of rock bands trying to make their point and also sell some records. But in many ways, it was a treat to see some of the stuff, and I'm still looking forward to reviewing on videotape some of the other parts of things. But I don't know what else to tell you, but here's one here. It's going out for President Bush himself, who I think he's missing something. And besides his soul, there's something else missing. Here's Drive-By Truckers here, and we'll let them tell you the story. This is coming off of Pizza Deliverance, another one that's been reissued on New West. And stick around. If you find this one offensive, there's one thing I can suggest. Turn the radio off.
And you are listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder.
We'll be right back. while the whole world's suffering.